This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:02 here in the Bayou City, and happy 4th of July, everybody. All right, real quick, the CCA Texas Star Tournament leaderboard update. We do it at the top of every hour in case you missed it the first hour. All right, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. 2 tagged reds have been weighed in. One's passed the polygraph. The other one's pending. Tag number 1803, Gary Merchant of Houston caught that one. And tag number 1722 is still pending polygraph. And the blue tag division, that's for the transport boat Mercury Coastline package. You have 4 tags weighed in. 1775 is Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson. 1774, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown. Tag number 1769, Robbie Pratt of Surfside Marina from Spring, Texas. And tag number 1772, Brian Cook, Dripping Springs. Those are your 4 tagged reds real quick. Sheephead leader right now, still a 9-pound, 9-ounce, with caught by Enrique Rangel of Houston. And leading Gafftop's a 6-pound, 1-ounce, Justin Morrison. Gary Shepard's right behind that with a 6-pound even, 1 ounce. That cost you everything. Black Drum, Sioux Lee of League City, 11 pounds, 10 ounces. Offshore leaderboard, we did have some Dorado weighed in, some Dolphin this week. Cameron Huebner of Fulcher, a 37-pound, 3-ounce Dorado. And then Boyd Skinner, a 31-2 from Austin, Texas. The Ling division, Danielle Grunewald still leading with a 56-pound, 15-ounce Ling. And a red snapper, 1 weighed in so far, 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper by Joseph Hansen of Rocheron. All right, let's head up to Lake Houston now and check in with John Littleton. Good morning, John. Happy 4th.
Hey, happy 4th to you, sir. We're doing pretty good this morning. Yes, sir. Man, that's some pretty big fish I'm hearing weighed in there. You know, I might need to get me a saltwater license and go try to catch one. But I don't know. I just...
you can't win if you don't enter and don't try.
Yeah. You know, I got several guys that I work with that, man, they're out there, they trying, but they ain't catching nothing big. They're catching some fish, but,
yeah,
you know, they're just not catching nothing big. You know, just average little stuff. But
right,
kind of like us out at Lake Houston, fish are still biting, Mickey. I mean, you know, we had another team tournament last Saturday, and we kind of short on boats. We only had 9 boats, but Everybody, I think I saw everybody at the weigh-in. We got in there. We had a little run. We were a little ways away, but, you know, we got there, and some of the guys had already weighed in, but I think everybody had a limit, you know, five fish. There might have been one team that didn't, but, you know, it was typical summer, you know, Lake Houston, five fish, you know, 10, 11 pounds. We got lucky and had 13 and a half. We had a couple of good fish, big threes. We didn't win. We came in second. But, you know, the guys that won had a little over 14. And again, they didn't have big fish. One of the teams that had like 9 or 10 pounds had big fish, and it was only a, I think it was a 359 or something, you know,
right.
So, but you know, just catch, we probably caught, oh, we caught over 20 fish, you know, it's a lot of, you know, we talk about it, when are these fish going to grow up? I don't know how many I put on that checking stick. You know, that I couldn't make them touch.
It's almost like fishing 13. In a runt pond, huh? You know, when you fish in a small pond and every bass in there is the same exact size. They all look like clones.
Yep. Yep. Fat little footballs,
yeah.
You know, that are between 13 and a half and 14 inches. They're not 14. I had one, my first fish, we were in some little old area that had some grass growing, and not hydrilla or nothing, it's just some grass. And we had found it, my partner had found it, and he said, "Man, let's go try that." So we did, and I threw a buzz bait and it come across that grass and blew up. Of course, I was excited and I jerked and missed it, you know, and I picked up a little old Texas rig. I always have a follow-up bait, you know, for that, and threw over there and I caught it and, you know, got it in the boat. And you know, I mean, it touched 14, but it would not go over 14,
right.
You know, but it did touch. So I said, well, we better clip that thing because, you know, they'll get in that live well and relax and they'll shrink. You got to, you know, I said, we'll have to check him again after a while. And we were lucky enough, we caught another one that culled it out, you know, later. But that fish, oh, I don't know, that fish was probably pushing close to 2 pounds. But,
yeah,
it, you know,
fatty.
It just barely touched. And so anyhow, we got to figuring out that little pattern, and then we started just running, finding little areas that had that grass, you know, in it.
Yeah.
And they didn't want, you know, it, to me, it's always been like that for Lake Houston. Even when they're in the pads during the shad spawn, we have better luck if we find the little pockets of pads or grass that's no bigger than the bed of your pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, little splotches, yeah.
Yeah. Those little ones that I call just break off and float out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, they'll get on that stuff. And I don't know why, but they will. They, you know, and of course, you know, I hear guys out there, you know, they're out there punching those, you know, pads and all that and throwing Texas rigs in them and all that, and they're getting some bites, but man, I just have a hard time doing that. I'm more of a, you know, not say run and gun, but I got areas, you know, I like to go and hit. I'll make 10, 12 casts, and if I don't catch one, I'm gone, you know, because if they're there, you're gonna get them.
Yeah.
But water's been pretty good, Mickey. It's still up a little bit, still muddy. We were joking, you know, again, the week before we had, you know, caught some fish and we had to catch them in muddy water. We just couldn't, you know, we found some clean water. You know, up to East Fork, there's a couple areas up by the oil well and stuff that have, I mean, you can see a foot deep. but we can't catch any fish in it. You know, we catch fish, but they're not keepers.
Right.
And we go to the muddy water and we go, oh, well, we're back on our pattern. You can see 4 inches. You know, that's the ticket. You got to be able to get that 4-inch water clarity. And it's just, you know, that's just how it is. But
yeah. Oh, I even had a text come in about this. That dredge pipe, isn't there a dredge pipe running all the way across a lake or something down by 1960 right now? Running from east to west, they said.
Yeah, it is. It is like my dad used to say years ago, when they build a road, they must have followed a snake. You know, well, they followed a snake putting that dredge pipe in. Because, man, it zigzags everywhere. One of the guys in the club, it's been a month or so ago, he actually hit that pipe. They got it down, but when they're not pumping a lot, that pipe floats up. So,
Is it marked good?
It's got markers, you know, buoy markers and all that, but I'm telling you, you got to look at your markers and all that. It does not go straight across. And it goes through the east-west cut where you can go from the East River over, you know, to the west. It goes through that cut, and it's over against the bank. And then it goes from the east-west cut on the east side. It goes all the way over to the bayou, going up into Lucius Bayou. And then in the bayou, it zigzags up down through there. I don't know. You know, I'm sure there's a reason why they had to do it like that, but, man, it's kind of dangerous. You got to watch it. You know, I trim way up, and I gas on it to get the boat out. You know, I ain't got much boat in the water when I go over them, you know. So, because I guarantee you, if you slow down and you idle over it, you're going to hit it. It's not that deep under the water. But, you know, you can do that if you want to. But, again, it doesn't go straight across. It zigzags and curves, and it can get a little tricky out there. But I just try to tell people that don't know the lake and don't go up there and fish a lot, you know, go down to Dewson Park and put in, you got so much open water down there all the way up to the railroad track. Pretty much if you don't see it, you're not going to hit it. You know, there's some stuff, you know, floating around, but as far as treetops and all that, and unless you're running right beside the bank, you know, which you can't do because there's boat docks everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to hit anything. You'll have a much better day if you want to just take your family out and go boat riding. And, you know, if you go down to Dewson Park and lunch and, you know, stay in that area.
Yeah. But, I just wanted to put that out there. Just everybody needs to be safe. Watch what you do.
Oh, yeah.
It's the 4th of July weekend. There's a lot to look out for. Other boats and then structure like that sure ruin your weekend.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going out this weekend. I know I'm not going out today. And I don't know. Wise I thought move. About going tomorrow. I hear the white bass are biting again. So they're back on again. So I thought about running out there early in the morning and catch a limit and, you know, get some for the freezer, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll try to be off the water by 10:30.
Gotcha.
You know, so, yep.
All right, John, I got to run. Nikki. I wish you a happy 4th, and if somebody wants to call you, give them your number.
Sure, they can give me a call on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or send me a text.
You got it, buddy. John, have a good weekend.
All right.
Happy 4th, buddy. See you, man.
Yes, thanks. Sir. Same to you. Thank you.
All right. Later. Bye. All right. Well, you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 521 here in the Bayou City. And let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Morning, Dave. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. And the wind's about 10 to 20 mile an hour. 1 second it's 10, and next second it's 20.
There you go.
Don't make no difference. But I'll tell you what, it ain't stopping these people from coming out here. This dike is already hopping.
I bet it is. 4th of July, baby.
It's 4th of July. tackle time's in full swing.
Yes.
And in a little while, it won't take long, in a little while, you won't be able to get another car out here without a can of Crisco and a shoehorn. It's going to be thick, I'm going to tell you. Hey, did you see the pictures I sent you of the leaderboard?
Yeah, I was trying to read them, zooming in on them and everything. And, man, 290-pound bull shark. And then Ling right now is 32.5 pounds. And
yeah, but what I wanted to single out was, and you were popping Captain Blaine's bubble on his speckled trout, which is true. If they put one of them big ones.
No, I didn't do it. David Dillman did it. I'm blaming on David, man.
Well, and then turn around and popped him on the redfish. Well, I hate to add to the misery, but look at that alligator gar that Blaine was going to go try.
Yeah, it's over 200 pounds, man. Colton Carner, 202.3-pound alligator gar. Jeez.
Hey, I think they brought in a real alligator on that one, man.
That's a monster, man.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's a stringer-eating machine right there.
Yeah, I just pulled up here a little bit ago to snap those pictures of it, of the leaderboard, and send them to you and kind of watch what's going on. But yeah, it's a pretty good turnout. Stingrays are big, everything.
Yeah, stingrays 163.5 pounds.
Yeah, and you know what's cool is I watched three of them that they brought in, and they pull them up and hoist them up and weigh them, and then they'll ease them back down. And they put them in the water and release them, Mickey. And so far, not any that I've heard of ended up on the shoreline, you know, dead.
Right.
Them old things are tough. But what scares me is they turn them loose right here
right
to where
everybody's fishing or they're wade fishing.
Yeah. You imagine stepping on one of them 200-pounders and you feel like you're riding on a magic carpet out there. And
he'll stick that barb in your back and drag you out through the jetties, man.
Good grief. I don't want to think about it. But anyway, they do. They turn them loose the best they can, try to keep them alive, try to do the thing. The bull sharks and the other shark that they hang up, I can't remember, tigers, they don't fare well. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
but they harvest them.
Who has the means to keep a shark alive in their boat, you know, to bring it in?
But I think some of them will cut them up and make some steaks and stuff.
Yeah, anyway, the two big bulls, you got that 290 and another one was 283.
Yeah.
That'll and bite a leg off.
Yeah, you know, those were years ago, Mickey, those were almost throwbacks because them fellers that were serious about that. I'm not saying these guys aren't serious, don't get me wrong. Everything's different than the way it used to be.
Yes.
But the sharks they brought in were upwards to 800 to 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, as in big and tigers.
The bull sharks. The bull sharks were up in around the upper 400s and 500-pound range. And but anyway, hey, it's a fun tournament. I've always enjoyed it. I get a kick. I didn't know that Captain Blaine fished it that many years ago and such, and he talked about winning one year. I as a kid, I've told the story 100 times, and it gets better every time I tell it. But when I was a kid, I caught a nice speck, and it held up till just before the end. I got beat out, and I got second place on it. But I caught a massive 9-inch crab, and that dude rode it all the way to the finish line. And I forget what I won. It wasn't much for the crab. It was kind of a lowly award, you know.
Right.
But I think I got a crab net and a spark plug, you know, for
and a
weight.
Pack of chicken necks.
Yeah, I think it was. But it was fun. It was fun. I remember, and that same day that I caught that crab, I was over by a lady, Miss LeBlanc, and I walked up to her and asked her how she was doing. She was sitting on a bucket. She says, "Look in that number three wash tub." And Mickey, there was the biggest flounder that I've ever seen up to this day. The head was curled up on one end of that, inside one end of that number three, and the tail was curled up on the other. And I think she ended up taking it to Boyd's and weighing it, but I can't remember. But it was a big one.
What a flatfish. Yeah.
And that was so anyway. It was caught over there by the floodgate in a little old slough that goes in and out on the side of the floodgate. But anyway, hey, it's a big day today. It'll carry on, and I think I think JC's fireworks aren't until they shut it down on the 6th. I think they'll close out with a big, giant firework display here on the dike. But anyway, there's the leaderboard and all that stuff. And
well, the flounder's reachable, .374.
Yeah.
Blaine's got that to fish for. Sheephead's reachable, .565.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gaff Top 2, .455.
On the flounder, Lee Jansen, he is a flounder-catching machine. He would win my flounder tournament. place in an area. I finally wanted to pay him off to not sign up because he goes out in a kayak and hits that Gallatin Channel and he can spank those flounder like nobody's business. So it doesn't surprise me to see him on the board, but when I see him, I'm thinking 5, 6, 7 pound flounder, so that one's not over yet. Yeah. That one there could be beat. Anyway, it's going to be fun. There's
Who is Batman on the board? Got a Batman with a 186-pound sand trout. That's a good sand trout for these days.
Yeah. Yeah, they're slim pickings, but it's hard to find them. It's hard to find one, let alone one with got some girth in him. But I don't know who that is, but he's a lucky feller. I hope he ate it.
Blue crab's 8 3/8 inches. That's a big one.
Oh, but man, compared to my 9-incher when I was 16 years old, that's a puppy.
I'd like to have a box full of those.
You ain't kidding.
Big oh, hardhead. We got to bring up Parker Hudak, man. He's got him a nice hardhead, 239.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't.
He's on some big hardheads because Laney Hudak, I don't know whether it's his wife or daughter, but she's got a 220. So he's. Y'all might want to go pull in on him and get you some of them hardheads, man. He got them.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Mickey, it's slim pickings. I keep using that term, but that's the way it is on live shrimp. I don't know. We still get a lot of fresh water that had been coming down here into the bay, and it just is made for. Well, I don't know if that's the only reason. And then also they're making a switch. I think the white shrimp are starting to move in, the smaller ones and such. Mm-hmm. But right now, they'll go out, they'll get 75 pounds if we're lucky. And this time of year, like especially now with tackle time and such, what we need is every one of our tanks full just to keep up because we're open all night. But it's been a lot of fun. But we've had a lot of croaker. There's a real good fresh batch of those slimy powerhouse croakers in our tanks. I mean, I took a little video of them. I felt like putting a piece of peeled shrimp on a hook, catching a couple of those, just sitting right there, maybe put a cork on it, maybe have a little fishing tournament for the kids.
I bet video of Dave Fremont fishing in the croaker tank.
Hey, shoot, man, I've done worse.
I have too, believe it or not.
Oh, shoot. But anyway, that's what we got. We got croaker and then all the dead bait and all that stuff. And Jason opened up that food truck trailer over in Santa Fe where we normally sell the crawfish. And good grief, people have been coming out in big numbers. We opened up yesterday and the day before and had a crab platter where you had four big old seasoned and boiled crabs and 8 of the big shrimp and a couple of corn and it was like for like $15.
I saw that.
I mean, we sold out, and so yesterday I had to put on there. I said, "Look, we got Chef Jorge can only make up 35 of these, so come early if you want one." And less than an hour, they sold every one of those things. So it's been cool, and we can't thank the folks over in the Santa Fe area. Of course, that whole area stretches out to Manville and all over the place, but it's been a lot of fun. And so it'll be open again today. I think it'll be 3:00. They opened after they blew all that out. They said, "Hey, man, we can't open at 11. We're having to spend all night prepping." So they'll get the hours all figured out, but. Mickey, an exciting weekend for Texas City, the JC's, Tackle Time, and Boyd's One Stop. And It's always good to see all these folks come out here and have a good time.
That's
just be
it.
Safe.
Come but join the party,
keep an
baby.
Yeah. Keep an eye on the kids. Don't let them shoot across the Dyke Street, the main road, and, you know, just keep everybody safe.
That's right. All right, man. Well, hey, throw out that valuable number down at Boyd's and some info. People can get in touch with you guys.
409-945-4001. 227 Dyke Road in Texas City, or if you want to roll out and see the food truck and take part in it and get you something good to eat, 16947 Highway 6 out in the sticks on the west end of Santa Fe.
That'll work,
and,
man.
Mickey, always good to talk to you on Friday mornings. Makes my day. Makes my weekend.
Mine too, brother. Hey, you have a happy 4th. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe, my friend.
Thank you, Captain.
See you, Dave. Take care. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. You know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. Bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down G-Town way and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Good morning, Steve. What's up?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good, brother. And you?
I'm good. And enjoyed my three-day weekend.
There you go.
Been a long run.
Yeah, best, no best water time for you today, huh?
No. Got to go go work at Mom's and clean my pool filter here at the house. Just a bunch of stuff to get caught up on. Then we're going to just kind of chill out for the weekend. Brooke's going to come into town, and we're going to – everybody wants to go out in the boat. So I guess we're going to – put the boat back in the water on Saturday. So that ought to be fun. But I don't know. It'll be fine. But no, it's we're finally starting to get those stretches of calm weather that we've been waiting for a while. And fishing's still pretty good.
Well, it's not calm this morning.
No, it's not. I saw that. It's like southwest at like 16 or something.
Yeah, not good.
Well, picked a good day to pull the plug.
Yeah, you did.
But now I think I was looking earlier. I fished like 15 out of the last 17 days. I've been fishing a lot of Saturdays and weekends and stuff. I'm going to start trying to take off weekends later in the year, I think. But I'm just trying to play catch up from all those. We had a lot of bad weather days this winter and stuff, But fishing's still good. It's just, it's not as, it's just not as consistent for me as it had been for say May and most of June. Mm. I mean, a bad day is still like 15 trout, a couple flounder and red and some throwbacks. But, we've had a lot of 40 and 50 fish days, but it's just getting a little bit sporadic. And a lot of it has to do with the boats. There's boats I didn't have to contend with even 2 weeks ago. A lot of people's stuff is kind of drying out and stuff. They're moving around and a lot more locals fishing. I mean, we had some locals. It started out yesterday morning. There was nobody around me. I was out in about almost 8 foot of water, and I went back to where I'd caught them the day before. We blistered them the day before yesterday. And
blistered them. That's new terminology now. Plog mentioned that.
Oh, really? I don't know. Blistered. Caught them, whatever, but it was good.
No more nuking them. Now it's blistering.
I don't know. I mean, sure.
Okay. But yeah, I'm good with it. I just got to stay up on, stay on top
on the lingo. But no, I had Jeff Lindenberger and his two boys, Gage and Mac, and Jeff's been fishing me on and off for a long, long time. And we just landed right on top of them. More bait, more surface activity than I'd seen. This was Thursday. I'm sorry. Today's Friday. This was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, it had the best bite I'd seen in a few days, and we caught a lot of fish, a lot of really good fish, and the bull sharks moved in and got us.
Yeah, I was just fixing to ask you about that. I enjoyed that little video you sent me there of a trout head that he put back in the water and started dancing around, and that bull came up, and boy, that was a blueback bull. Did you see how blue that fish was?
Yeah. It wasn't real big. It was probably maybe a 4.5 foot or maybe 5. I don't know. It wasn't little.
Take your arm off.
But the ones that got us Wednesday, there was two of them, and they were huge. And we finally left. I mean, we had poked enough holes in those fish anyway. And Gage, his 15-year-old son, he had a hell of a topwater bite going. Best topwater bite I've seen in a long time out in deep water with deep shell. It got calm, and we caught the tail end of that incoming tide. I mean, everything was right. We went just piddling around trying to catch redfish and stuff and caught some more trout. And every day has been, it's like they either eat like crazy or I have to work for them. It's like every other day they eat. It's been really strange. I mean, it's like, I don't know who I had one day. I think I had Jack Cebulski and Justin Brown and them. And I think we worked our tails off for 12 fish, and then the next day we caught like 40. It's just been that way.
Yeah.
But again, I don't have the options because of boats now. It's just everybody's catching on to everything now, before plan A didn't work for me, I had plan B and plan C, and it's not so much that way now. But, yesterday, man, and we ended up doing real good yesterday. Had a couple in from out of town staying on the island, but, we were catching them pretty good and dead calm. I'm out in the middle of nowhere and these three hillbillies come in and put the anchor out. They had their Pilgrim flag flying, and you know, that's what Rusty Plackmire calls it.
The net up in the rod holder.
Net in the rod holder, yeah. And they came in, heaved their anchor over. And I videoed them. It was funny. It's like something I told Ryan and his wife Jess. I said if they ever shot a sequel to Deliverance, these guys right here would be in it for sure.
There you go.
But, anyway, God forgive me for that. But no, it's been good. I mean, it's just we're catching some fish still shallow, but I am fishing a lot more deep water, you know, relatively speaking, you know, like 8-9 foot of water. And then we did catch some out over the mud yesterday. We're already starting to see that, you know, those trout pull out over there.
That's going to start happening a lot with these 87 to 88 degree water temperatures everywhere.
Exactly. But still catching a lot of good fish mixed in. Quite a few in the 4-4.5 pound range. Don't think we hit 5 pounds yesterday. We had some really, really good fish turn loose, you know, catching a lot of fish in the 21.5 to 24 inch range. Mm-hmm. And then go other areas and work on those tide runners. They're more, well, you know, with 16 to 20 inch, just
yeah,
little torpedoes.
That's what you want for table fare right there.
Exactly.
For your three piece.
Yeah. And then throwing spinner baits, crank baits, stuff like that, trying to catch reds, but only catching one or two a day. Just, I still can't get on a good slot red pattern. I mean, I've covered some territory too, man.
I think all the redfish are up in the marsh real shallow somewhere, you know.
They must be.
And they'll come out, you know, August is usually our best redfish month as far as open water schooling reds and all that.
Yeah.
And I think that's when they come out and, with the crab hatch and everything else, I don't know what causes it, but, I think, if you're a yakker, you know, kayaking mode, get up in those back tidal waters, that's where the reds are.
Yeah. And in the bows and stuff, maybe.
And them bulls are still running the bay. Them bulls are out there.
Oh, I know. I caught one the other day. It was about 38 inches.
But they can't
I did
go
catch
in the marsh. They'll run aground.
Yeah, I don't know,
they'll
man.
Run I've aground seen some, on you, man.
I've seen some of them in like shoot a foot and a half water back there sometimes. But no, I caught one nice red yesterday. It was like 25.5. And Ryan caught a big flounder. We are catching flounder just about every day.
Yeah, flounder fishing's a lot. It's a little above average this year for people that aren't even targeting them. They're catching them, you know, with their trout and redfish schooling and all that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we're catching them while we're trying to catch those reds because of what I'm doing, you know, fishing just submerged rocks and stuff like that. The bait yesterday was insane up in the stuff we were fishing. There was tons and tons and tons of little finger mullet. And then there were shad. Some of the areas there were balls of shad, those black balls of a little button shad, you know, little bug fish, and those flounder were underneath them. Just one flounder came all the way out of the water, but they were underneath them, just poking holes in them, you know, spraying those shad everywhere,
sucking them in.
I pulled my phone out to try to video it, you know, because I have to do these videos for the magazine and everything, and of course, that was a kiss of death. They never did it again once I pulled my phone out and started videoing. Wow. But as far as overall the colors, man, really, it just hasn't seemed to matter. I mean, you know, when Roland Altinger and them were with me, Roland and Mike the other day, and we caught a lot of fish. That was a really, really good day. Roland took the time the night before. He took a bunch of red shad rat tail bass assassins and straight just black, just morning glory rat tail assassins. And he dipped the tails, you know, dipped them in white and then chartreuse like you're supposed to do. Of course, that red shad, that's a bleeder. It's you dip it and you're the next morning, your chartreuse or lime truce tail is more yellow because that red bleeds out on it.
Yeah.
And he caught 4 or 5 before Mike and I caught one and I said, man, how many of those do you have? He said, I've got enough. If you want one, I said, give me, he was throwing morning glory. I said, give me one of those red shad. And I immediately, we all switched over but those two colors, and it was old school stuff, man. I mean, that's the color. Those are the colors we used to throw all the time, especially the red shad, you know.
Yeah, red shad, because it's got that dark underlie, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of a black cherry look, and it, man, it fish just go nuts on it.
Yeah, but rat tails have been working better overall for me. I think it's because I'm in fishing a lot more deeper water, and they're just getting down. Those paddle tails, you got to really wait a while unless you put a heavier jig head to get them down where those fish are. And then one day, I don't remember who I had, it doesn't matter, but we put the anchor out, and I didn't want to put the anchor out in this spot. It's one of the areas where you and I went the other day. It's not far from there. It's real. It's like clay bottom, and I knew what I was going to be in for.
Oh, I hate pulling an anchor up with that stuff on it, man. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I've got to get a different anchor. This damn thing's just too heavy. And it had about 48 pounds of clay on it when I pulled it up.
Yeah, especially with 50 pounds of mud clay, that old ship channel dredge mud, man. That is nasty stuff.
And, you know, you normally can splash your anchor up and down, you know, hold the chain.
No, you can't with that stuff.
No, you got to rake it off with your hand, and you're bending over, and you're sweating. It's 100 degrees outside, and your back hurts, and you're sitting there trying to get all this mud off your anchor. But anyway, we were in about, man, we're probably about 8 foot of water, eight and a half foot of water, casting up against the ledge. And that day, that damn, I can't remember the name of it, watermelon red PNB. It's a little bass assassin bait, and I have a bunch of them. I honestly don't throw them a bunch. And I just grabbed a bag of them, and I guess just because they sink so much faster than a regular worm, that was a really good bait that day. But, man, it's just sometimes I just don't think it matters, you know. I mean, we've caught them on so many different things. But, you know, yesterday it was chartreuse silver glitter was the best color, so go figure.
Well, that's what was best the day I fished with you.
Yeah.
Chartreuse silver glitter.
Yeah, but, you know, sun was out and everything. But yesterday was beautiful. I mean, July weather right on cue, calm and hot. But anyway, it's been a decent run. I'm looking forward to the next few days. Catch my breath a little bit and get back after it Monday.
Yeah, I got you.
I didn't look at the long-term forecast. What's next week look like?
Man. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, that's shocker.
I'm looking at a south wind at 15 for ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God dang. Well, we'll get back to that grind then.
That's Houston, so add another 5 or 10 to it on the coast.
Yeah.
Houston 7 day. I mean, for the next 7 days. Well, late by next weekend, it'll be southwest at 15. But all this week, south at 15 is what they're calling for. Maybe it'll be calm in the morning. That'll pick up in the afternoon, hopefully.
Yeah, and that's what it's been doing every day. You know, by 11 or 12, it flips around to the southeast. And we did have that real weird northwest wind one morning. That was actually our slow day.
Boy, it felt good, too. The temperature was in the 70s. It was cooler that morning, too. That was awesome.
It did. It felt like I was telling the guys, it felt like an October morning rolling out. It kind of messed my bite up a little bit. But
that's all right.
We still did okay.
We still turned on later. All right, Hillman, I'm out of time, buddy. If somebody wants to come fish with you, give them a number so they can reach you, my friend.
All right, man, 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Well, happy 4th of July, and stay safe.
All right, too, Mickey. Thank you.
Stay hydrated. All right, brother. See you. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.